This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Kyle Rittenhouse is an American hero. In case you don't recognize the name, he's that 17-year-old security-minded man who had to defend himself after being violently assaulted and shot at by Black Lives Matter terrorists in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And this young man, who is pro-police, pro-America, he obviously has skills with a rifle, so he has practiced his rifle skills as any great patriot would do. He expertly defended himself against three vicious attackers, all of whom reportedly have criminal records, one of whom was a felony sex crime, sex offender, a pedophile, who Rittenhouse shot in the head and killed, you know, which is, I guess, karma for that guy, you know, who molested children, whatever he did. But all three attackers that Rittenhouse shot, and he killed two out of the three, all three attackers were reportedly criminals and maybe even felons. And one of them attacked him with a skateboard as a weapon, which is a tactic that these left-wingers use. They bring skateboards to these events, and then they bash people over the heads with skateboards, which can be deadly weapons. Another guy who had his arm nearly blown off is a member of a communist revolutionary group that wants to overthrow America and turn it into communism. And he was attacking Rittenhouse with a pistol. And it's clearly visible. The pistol is visible in the photos and videos from the scene. And then the third guy was the pedophile that I already mentioned. Now, the lying left-wing media, of course, leaves out all the important details. They leave out the fact that Kyle Rittenhouse was being attacked, shot at, and chased down the street by an angry mob of violent criminals. And that when he tripped and fell in the street, he was trying to escape. He was trying to run away, but he tripped and fell. And that's when three lunatics attacked him. And he ended up shooting two out of those three right there on the street. He shot the other one about a minute earlier when they tried to corner him in a car dealer lot. And they were shooting at him and throwing Molotov cocktails at him. And he had no choice but to shoot back in his own self-defense. And by the way, just as a side note here, you know, in addition to the media lies about all this, I mean, the media claims that this, you know, pro-police guy just opened fire on a crowd of peaceful protesters. That's the official story from the media. Oh, really? He just opened fire on a crowd of peaceful protesters? No, he was being assaulted and shot at, and they were going to beat him to death if he didn't defend himself. But just so you know, as a side note, when these Black Lives Matter terrorists come for you, they are trying to kill you. They are assaulting you with deadly weapons. They are shooting at you. They're just horrible shots. And what Kyle Rittenhouse did was extraordinary. As a 17-year-old man, a security-minded young man, he was able to halt three attackers who tried to gang rush him, tried to jump him on a street while Rittenhouse was on his butt. He was sitting in the street because he hadn't yet had time to get up after tripping and falling. But from a seated position, he was able to deploy his AR-15 to shoot two out of three of those attackers, which caused the other would-be attackers to back away. They backed away. There were about six people ready to jump on him and beat him to death. And guess what? Most of those people began to reconsider their actions once Rittenhouse started shooting the other attackers who were closer. So Rittenhouse, not only did he take out some really bad, nasty people who probably deserve to be eliminated anyway, he also saved his own life. He saved his life by deploying an AR-15 rifle with expertise, with experience. And it looked like at one point he actually cleared a weapon malfunction too, which just goes to show you that you need to not just own an AR-15, you need to know how to run it. You need to know how to clear jams. You need to know how to fire in close proximity. See, a lot of people, you know, they have an AR-15 rifle and they go out to the range and they're standing when they're shooting and they're shooting at a paper target that doesn't move. Have you ever trained how to shoot from the ground? Because, you know, that's something I've trained in extensively. Close combat, hand-to-hand combat with firearms and elbows and fists on the ground. And it's a whole different ballgame. Number one, you got to not shoot your knees off when you're deploying a pistol on the ground. Try not to shoot your knees off. And there is a lot that goes on in the ground game. There's a ground combat shooting. And for whatever reason, Kyle Rittenhouse, he had enough skills and experience to pull that off and save his life and shoot some really bad people. And the reason I call Rittenhouse an American hero is because he's the first person to actually stand up to the Black Lives Matter terrorists and shoot back at them. Because all over America, everybody's being intimidated by the Black Lives Matter terrorists and Antifa terrorists. I mean, there are groups of Black people screaming and yelling at white people sitting in a restaurant and demanding they raise their fist in support of Black Lives Matter and demanding that white people chant slogans in support of Black Lives Matter. I mean, this is some weird, like, mind-twisted cultural intimidation stuff that Black people are doing all across America now. But in Kenosha, it was white people, as part of Black Lives Matter, that were attacking Kyle Rittenhouse. And that's who Kyle Rittenhouse ended up shooting, white people. White people who were part of Black Lives Matter, but who were bad people. Now, of course, the media describes Rittenhouse as a horrible person because you're not allowed to defend yourself against Black Lives Matter terrorists in America. The media will lie and say that you're a white supremacist or you're a Nazi or you're a vigilante or whatever. Meanwhile, whenever a Black criminal thug is actually legitimately shot by police, which is what happened in Kenosha a few nights earlier, the media will praise that person as some kind of god, some kind of amazing angel who never did anything wrong in their lives, you know, like this Blake character who was shot 7 times by police. The guy had quite a long rap sheet and was fighting with police and had a weapon and threatened to get the weapon and lunged into his car to get the weapon to kill police. Of course you shoot him. He was another criminal thug. And yet the media says, no, these are angels like George Floyd. No, George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose. He didn't even die from the police leaning on his neck. He died. He couldn't breathe because of the fentanyl. He was a drug addict who killed himself with an overdose. That's what we know now in the aftermath of all of this. So Rittenhouse is an actual hero, stood his ground, had courage, defended his life against malicious criminal attackers who were part of a gang, a violent gang of Black Lives Matter terrorists. Rittenhouse took them out. And when you say, oh my God, he shot and killed 2 people and almost blew the arm off of a 3rd person, you know what I say? It's a good start. We need 1,000 Rittenhouses all across the country, in cities all across America, with their AR-15 rifles ready to stand their ground and shoot back when they are viciously attacked by violent criminal thugs. Now, I'm not saying to initiate violence against anyone, and Rittenhouse didn't initiate any violence. They shot at him first. They were throwing Molotov cocktails at him first. The video shows this quite clearly. But he was willing to shoot back in defense of his life. He had no choice. He tried to flee. They wouldn't let him flee. They tried to attack him and beat him to death. He defended himself. We need thousands of more people like that all across America to take out these Black Lives Matter terrorists who are evil, malicious people who frankly need to be, you know, eliminated from society if we're going to have anything resembling the rule of law or peace or civility ever again. You can't just let a bunch of lunatics riot and burn your cities down and attack everybody in sight. You got to eventually respond to them. And that's what Kyle Rittenhouse did. He responded. And he saved his life and he took out some bad people. And he disabled a 3rd bad person who will probably never shoot a handgun with his right hand ever again. This is called progress. This is real progress for America. And it took a 17-year-old man to get it done. That's why he's a hero. You can listen to more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pro-America, pro-law enforcement, pro-Constitution, pro-liberty. Thank you for listening.